Thank you and good afternoon. The Board of Supervisors unanimously voted to approve a 10% salary increase for Sheriff Mike Downey, now that his office is responsible for the Office of Coroner. Citing the multiple functions that the Sheriff's Office now performs, the Board approved the salary increase so that it more closely matches the salaries of other sheriff's coroners in the state, including Mendocino and Napa. Sheriff Downey spoke about the increase and improvement in service provided by the coroner and the public administrator's office, along with a better scheduling for deputy coroners and a more realistic workload. The 10% salary increase will move Downey's annual salary to just over $230,000 per year. The board also noted with a proclamation that the week of March 22nd through the 28th will be Tsunami Preparedness Week. The North Coast has been struck by 5 tsunamis that have caused damage in the past, the latest in 2011 that severely damaged Crescent City Harbor. The week of activities will include a test of the tsunami warning system on Wednesday, March 25th at 11 o'clock. Around noon today, members of the Humboldt County Search and Rescue Team located a 16-year-old boy that was reported missing near the entrance to the Bluff Creek Trail. Sunday morning, the boy had planned to go camping and hiking with a friend, and the mother dropped him off at the trailhead to wait for the friend to arrive. That friend later called the mother and said he couldn't make it, but when she went back to the trailhead area, she and family members failed to locate the boy. By Monday night, the mother had contacted the sheriff's office, and search teams were dispatched at 6 a.m. this morning. Monday afternoon, sheriff's deputies received a report of a human remain that was found by a passerby on the River Bar near Ferndale. A deputy coroner responded to the scene and confirmed that it was indeed a human skull. No other human remains were found during the subsequent search. The skull appeared to have been exposed to the elements for quite some time, and the identification or how it ended up where it was located are unknown at this time. The coroner's office identified the man found laying at the foot of a roof ladder by Humboldt Bay firefighters Friday night as that of 58-year-old David Mark Maxson. It's believed Maxson was attempting to fight a roof fire with a garden hose when he fell about 15 feet from the ladder. He was taken to the hospital, but later succumbed to his injuries. Embers from a wood stove that landed on the shake roof tiles are believed to be the cause of the fire that occurred on Long Street. The Eureka Police Department will host a Neighborhood Watch training meeting this Saturday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Wharfinger Building in Eureka. Residents and participants will learn how to safely implement the functions of a neighborhood watch group, and there will be a focus on interacting with unstable suspects encountered in local neighborhoods. Space is limited, so participants are urged to contact Brittany Powell at the Eureka Police Department to reserve a spot. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If you've driven by Myrtle and West Avenues in Eureka, then you may have noticed the construction of a 9,200-square-foot building. That building will become the Sequoia Conference Center, a project that was proposed in 2013. Eureka City School Superintendent Gary Eagles was on Monday's Talk Shop and talked about the progress of the building's construction.
This is the new Sequoia Conference Center, which is located on our Myrtle Avenue campus, the Franklin Complex. It is in the final stages. They're putting on the wall coverings and some of the finishes now. And as I said, the floor coverings materials actually did arrive. And they will begin to be installed within the next few days. The electricians are coming in to put in the final electrical lighting this week. It's due to be completed by the third week of May, and they are on track.
Eagle said that the Conventions Bureau cannot wait to promote the Conference Center as a venue for the city of Eureka.
The Conventions Bureau, of course, is eager to promote this as a new venue for Eureka. And we are going to make it available evenings, weekends, and during the summer for community-based events. When I talk to folks about its versatility, I talk about the full commercial kitchen that is available. I talk about the dance floor. I talk about the sound system and the video technology that's available, it piques a lot of interest.
Stadium-style seating was another feature Eagles proudly mentioned, as he estimates the building can hold over 500 people. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.